Mark chapter number 8. Mark chapter 8, we'll start down there in verse number 22. It's an overwhelming thing how good the Lord is to us.
Yep.
You know, we don't. It's hard to even comprehend it. Now, why? Why would He be so good to us? Why would He love us like He does? You know, why would he treat us the way He does, the way that we treat Him a lot of times? Boy, it's overwhelming sometimes. But I'm thankful that He does love us. I'm thankful that for what He does for us every day. So, Mark chapter number 8, verse number 22, the Bible says, "And when he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him." It says, "And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly." Thank you for standing. You may be seated. And here in Mark chapter number 8, I was reading this, and I actually taught about it a little bit in Sunday school the other day. And I was praying about what the Lord wanted me to preach on, and I just couldn't get away from this scripture. And here in verse number 23, it says, "And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of town, and when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands upon him and asked him if he saw aught." So he asked him if he'd seen anything. And here in verse number 24, and it says, "And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking." And here in verse number 25, it says, we see here that he touched him again. And after that, he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. So, you know, if you go through your Bible and you look at it and everything, you know, the Lord touched people and things like that. And here we see two times that He touched him. And, you know, a lot of us were in the same situation whenever we was lost. And, you know, we was blind and, you know, we couldn't see any light. And, you know, maybe whenever we was under conviction, the Lord come by and He might have touched us, Josh. And He give us a touch of conviction. And let us kind of see a little bit of what was going on. And, you know, if I was in this situation, and I've been in this situation before, and if I was this fella right here, if the Lord touched me one time whenever I was blind, and He said I could see men as trees walking, wonder what He would do if He ever touched me again. And here in the next verse, we see, He says, "And after He put His hand upon him again, He made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly." And you know, Josh, I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that sit in church, and they might have been touched a little bit, and they might have been touched with some conviction, but they never done anything about it, man. And you know, here a touch from the Lord is very important. Without a touch from God, we can't have church. We can't have preaching or anything like that. But anyways, to go back to my point here, there's a lot of people that sit in church, and they might have had a touch of conviction at one time. And you know, the Lord let them kind of see what was going on. They could kind of see what was happening. They could kind of understand a little bit why somebody would shout about it, Brother Creston, or why they would sing about the Lord, or why they would preach about the Lord, and how important it is to get born again. But they might have not ever done anything about it. And you know, here, this man, like I said, whenever I first started preaching, he probably thought, hey, if the Lord could let me see just a little bit, if I just let Him touch me again, I'll be able to see clearly. And here tonight, I'm going to ask you tonight, have you ever been touched again by the Lord? And you know, I'm telling you right now, I've been touched by the Lord. I got saved. I got born again. And I still don't see completely clear sometimes. I'm thankful that He keeps on coming down, and He'll keep on touching me. And He'll keep on blessing me, and He'll keep on meeting with me, Jordan. But that's what I'm saying. We have to long for a touch of God. Because if we go so long, Doug, without a touch from the Lord, we would be in a big mess. You know, if we come in here and we try to have church and we try to go on about it doing things on our own and working things up in our flesh and doing things for ourselves, we would never ever get anything accomplished, Chris, because we have to have a touch from the Lord. And tonight we need to be looking for the Lord's touch. If He can touch you one time and make somebody that's blind see, and if He touch you again, He get saved and make him see clearly, I wonder what He could do for us if we would just let Him touch us. So it's real important that we get a touch from the Lord. I'm going to preach to you tonight on let's clear some things up. There's a lot of people here tonight. Things are not clear to you. Things are not clear. What we do in church are not clear to you. The Bible is not clear to you. Salvation is not clear to you. But if you would just let the Lord touch you, He could clear some things up for you. He could make you see clearly. And here tonight, if you're here tonight and you're saved, maybe you're not seeing as clearly as you used to. Maybe you got a little bit of dust in your eyes, and maybe you're kind of your eyes are a little blurry on these things of the Lord, and you're not seeing as clear as you used to. But tonight, you can let Him touch you, and He can make you see clear. He can give you 20/20 vision. I mean, He can make you see clear. So I'm gonna preach to you on let's clear some things up. First thing we see here, whenever this blind man got touched, and whenever we got touched by the Lord, we could start seeing ourselves a little more clearly. We could see where we was wrong at. We could see what we stood in need of. We could see ourselves, Chris. We could understand that, hey, we was sinners and we was lost and dying and going to hell. And, you know, we have to get a touch from the Lord, Jordan. And we have to realize what we are of ourselves sometimes. Because a lot of times we focus on looking at everybody else, and we'll look on everybody else's faults, and we'll look at everybody else's wrongdoings and things like that. But if you just let the Lord touch you, you could see where you was wrong at. You could see where your faults were at. You could see what you needed to work on. I pray tonight that the Lord would touch me a little more on that, because I need to see where my wrongdoings are at. I'd like to see myself a little more clearly. And here in James 4 and verse number 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and 21, I think it is, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified meat for the master's use, and prepared with every good unto every good work. And you know, tonight we need to see ourselves more clearly. You know, I need to work on some things. And, you know, I'm telling you tonight, if we just let the Lord touch us, we could see ourselves a little bit more clearly. A lot of times we're trying to just keep going, and we get to be doing these, we get to come into church, Jordan, and we get in the motions and things like that. Everything becomes normal to us. We start coming stagnant to everything, and, you know, nothing bothers us. We'll come to church, we'll listen to the preaching, we'll sing along with the songs, but I'm really talking about getting a touch from the Lord tonight. I'm talking about seeing ourselves. And here, the next thing I was thinking, seeing ourselves clearly, and the next thing I was thinking about is we can see sin more clearly too. Now we start with looking at ourselves. You know, we can start by examining ourselves, Dustin. We can start taking our lives and we can match it up to the Bible. And, you know, if we let the Lord touch us and we let the Lord use us and things like that, we can start examining ourselves. We can see ourselves more clearly because of Him. And we can see our sin more clearly too. And you say, you know, what are you talking about? You know, whenever you first got saved, the sin that you was, you know, doing before you got saved, those things didn't just automatically leave sometimes. So I'd say a lot of them probably did. But there's some things that you had a habit of doing. And if the Lord didn't keep on touching you about those things, if the Lord didn't keep on dealing with, Bible says He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Bible also says that He said He'll never leave thee or forsake thee. So that's what I'm saying. Whenever you first got born again, there were some things that you were still doing. And you probably didn't realize that they was really that bad. And you know, there's things that you do now probably that you really don't think it's really that bad. But probably sin. You know, I do it too. I mean, everybody does it. If we didn't sin, why did we need a Savior? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we have to have it because we're sinners. I mean, that's just what we was by nature. We was born into it. So that's what I'm saying tonight. We can see sin more clearly. We can realize if we let the Lord touch us and we if we get a good relationship with the Lord, And we let him touch us, we can see our sin more clearly. We can see things with, hey, we need to take this out of our life. You know, we need to stop doing these things. And, you know, we need to quit doing all, what I'm not going to go and I'm not going to single out a sin and things like that. If you know that it's wrong and you know the Lord's against it, it's probably a sin. So that's what I'm telling you tonight. If you're doing something that is not pleasing to the Lord, we need to take it out of our lives, myself included. But anyways, if you let the Lord touch it, you can see your sin. And you know, whenever you're going, like I said, whenever you got first born again and saved, you was going on through your life. And, you know, whenever you was fresh in this thing, and if the Lord didn't just keep touching you and he didn't keep showing you where you was a sinner, you'd still be doing it. So that's what I'm saying. We have to long for a touch from the Lord to keep us in line. You know, the Lord has to meet with us. We have to have a relationship with him. We got a fellowship with him. That way that we can recognize and that way we can clearly see our sin and we can clearly see ourselves. You know, we have to have God's touch. I mean, that's just all. We have to have it in salvation. We have to have it in sanctification. And then sanctification leads to service. You can't do nothing for the Lord without the Lord touching it. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. We have to have a touch from the Lord. It's real important tonight. Yeah. So we get to where we can see ourselves clearly. We get to where we can see our sin clearly. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that which do believe, or that which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the of God, and should shine unto them." So, without the Lord's touch, without the Lord saving us, we'd still be blind. We wouldn't be able to see any light. It'd still be just darkness. We'd be living in darkness. And the bad thing about it is, you know, the Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. We liked living in darkness. We did. We enjoyed it. There's people that still enjoy darkness. So that's what I'm telling you tonight. It's real important that we let the Lord touch us, because the reason why I say that, let me find it real quick. I've got it wrote down here. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." We don't love the darkness anymore. After you let the Lord touch you, you're not going to love it anymore. You're not going to like it. Anyways, we let the Lord touch us. We can see our sin more clearly. You know, there's a lot of people that don't recognize their sin. They don't want to recognize their sin. They try to justify their sin. They want to try to make their sin okay. They say, "Well, I go to church on Sunday. That's good enough. I do. I read my Bible one time a week. That's good enough. You know, I do this. I pray sometimes. That's good enough. My dad's a preacher. You know, I go to Amazing Grace." All these different things. That's good enough. It's not good enough. The Bible says you must be born again. And like I said, they don't recognize their sin. I think there's people that go to church that don't recognize their sin.
That's true.
And they don't want to recognize it. Because the reason why is because the Lord's not touched them in a very, very long time. And it's real sad that the Lord could come by and he could convict somebody. And he could touch them with conviction. And no one do anything about it. And you could say, well, you know, you could look at it like this and say, "Well, Lord, you touched me. And you let me see where I was lost. You let me see that I was going to die and go to hell. You let me see that I could be saved. Man, what else could you do if you touched me again?" And then the Lord touches us and he saves us. Think about it. The Lord touched you and he saved you. And you're like, "Man, what if I let the Lord touch me again? I wonder what could happen with my family. Man, what if I let the Lord touch me again?
Yep.
What could happen in my home?
Yes, sir.
What if I let the Lord touch me again? What would happen? What would happen in our church?
Real good.
You know, what if I let the Lord touch me again? What, I mean, all, my lost family get saved.
Right.
You know, we could see all these blessings. We could see our kids get saved and things like that. What if we just kept letting the Lord touch us?"
Right, preacher.
But a lot of times people stop at that first time.
Right.
They say, "Hey, the Lord touched me and I'm saved," and that's fine. That's good. That's it. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to and things like that. I'm not going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to do anything extra, anything like that. So that's what I'm. That leads me to my last one here. If we let the Lord touch us, we can say our Savior more clearly. If you let the Lord touch you and just keep on touching you again and again, like I said here, verse number 24, and or verse number 25, he says that after that he put his hands on him again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. He said again. We can say our Savior more clearly. Just keep on longing for a touch from the Lord. And I'm going to ask you tonight, how long has it been since you've let the Lord touch you? How long has it been since you've had a touch from the Lord? It's real important tonight. Because, you know, as somebody that's saved, we ought not want to go a long time without getting a touch from the Lord. We ought to long for it. It ought to be something that we desire, something that we look for. But, you know, sometimes I understand that times get tough, life gets hard and things like that. You get busy, all these different things. But I'm telling you, right now, if you'll just put all that aside and let the Lord touch you, like I said, again and again and again, it just keeps getting better and better and better every time. But there's some of you in here tonight, the Lord's touched you one time and let you know that you was under conviction. And that's it. And that's where you left it at. And, you know, he's passed by and he says, you know, he'll just come to one from another and he'll say, well, you need to get saved. You need to get saved. Well, you're going to die and go to hell if you don't get saved. I've been there. I know what it's like. I've heard it before. Believe me, I was under conviction myself. And a lot of you was too.
Yes, sir.
But man, how awful and what kind of shaky ground that is just to leave it at that.
Wow.
It wouldn't be good. It's not going to be good. You must be born again. I'm done preaching. Maybe if Alyssa will come get a song on piano.